This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, December 30, the resurrection and the life. Our reading comes from John chapter 11. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loves him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Have you ever heard the saying, "In this world, nothing is certain but death and taxes"? Taxes can be adjusted, but death remains final. One day we will die. At Christmas, with the birth of Jesus, we celebrate his victory over sin and death. In his "I Am" statement today, Jesus claims to be the resurrection and the life. Scientifically, it's easy to reject Jesus' claim, because after all, we don't see the dead coming back to life. But Jesus, the Lord of life, is not bound by the power of death, and his resurrection seals his victory over sin and death for our sake. Why is the resurrection so important? Because as the Apostle Paul says, if God did not raise Jesus from the dead, our faith is futile, and we are the most pitiful of all people. But by faith, generated through the Holy Spirit's work in our hearts, we believe that God did raise Jesus from the dead, and we now enjoy new life in Jesus and look forward to life with him forever. This is no myth or pie in the sky, by and by escape from the present. It's simply the truth at the very heart of the salvation story. Christmas 2018 is behind us, but we look forward to continuing to celebrate the meaning of Christmas at Easter. Live each day with the joy of Easter in your heart. Pray with me. Jesus, you came to die for us so that we might live. Now help us, we pray, to live for you. May our lives reflect your love every day. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.